West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, the student application period for the Georgia Promise Scholarship is scheduled to begin on March the 1st. However, the Georgia Governor's Office of Student Achievement still has not released which schools are in the eligible attendance zones. Only students who attend the lowest performing 25% of schools under the state's academic rating system are eligible for the scholarships. The scholarship awards funds for private school tuition and fees, require textbooks, tutoring services, curriculum, physician-therapist services, transportation services, and other approved expenses. Now, last year, the office released and then pulled its list of qualifying schools at least twice, eliminating and then adding schools both times. Both of those lists did contain five Carroll County schools, but it is unclear at this time if the new calculations will result in the schools being listed when the official list finally is released. That initial list had Bowden High School, Mount Zion Middle School, Sharp Creek Elementary School, Temple Middle School, and Villarica Middle School students as eligible. The initial funding for approved student accounts is scheduled to be available by the beginning of the 2025-2026 academic year. The Carrollton Police Department is warning the public about fake funeral home calls they say is a scam. According to Carrollton Police, you receive a call from a number that may seem familiar or even spoofed to look like it is from the funeral home. The caller then claims that they are owed money from you for services related to a recent funeral or burial and requests payment over the phone at that time. Police warning the public to avoid falling for the scam calls, telling them to always double-check the legitimacy of the call by calling the funeral home directly using their official contact information. As Carrollton police note, while some funeral homes may accept payment over the phone, they will not call to demand or solicit payments. According to the AJC newspaper, earlier this week, the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia issued a letter to Villarica City Council members urging them to reverse the new public speaking policy during city council meetings. That article states that following several lengthy meetings late last year, city officials responded by changing the rules on public comment. Under the new rules, anyone who wants to speak at a city council meeting in Villarica, they're not allowed to make personal, impertinent, slanderous, or profane remarks, according to the policy, which was passed in December and went into effect in January. In their letter, the ACLU cites numerous legal precedents in which similar policies and practices have been ruled unconstitutional. Speech on matters of public concern is at the heart of the First Amendment's protection and should be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, ACLU of Georgia attorneys wrote in that letter to the Villarica City officials. No state law controls how public comment is conducted in cities and counties across the state. I'm Colin Worthington.